This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police have confirmed a shooting in Merrick, St. Philip. However, no fatalities were reported. A doctor adds his voice to growing concern over youth mental health challenges. Over 600 families benefit from a Christmas give-back program. And Trinidad and Tobago distances itself from U.S.-Venezuela oil blockade. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Police have confirmed a shooting incident in Merrick's St. Philip last evening. Preliminary reports indicate that no fatalities were recorded, but one man was rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. His condition is unknown at this time. Investigations are ongoing and further details will be provided as they become available. A mental health professional is adding his voice to a report highlighting a worrying increase in the number of young people experiencing mental health challenges. Referencing a survey that stated 45% of young people are battling mental health challenges, founder of Let's Unpack It, Dr. David Johnson, says he's seeing similar trends, with issues such as cyberbullying intensifying the strain on vulnerable youth.
Cyberbullying specifically, I think we really need to do more in terms of teaching our young people how to use social media, how to use technology a lot more responsibly. But I think as well that what we see play out online is really, a microcosm of wider societal issues in terms of behaviors. I think what we're seeing in terms of our young people acting out in terms of some of the behaviors that they're showing, whether it's in the classroom, on the streets or online, is really a cry for help, a cry really for acceptance, and a cry really for that sense of belonging again. And so I think reasonably speaking, what we need to be doing is really looking at restoring communities and a sense of support.
He adds that the focus must not only be on mentorship, but a sense of community.
What young people are struggling right now with is that they don't have that sense of community. And when we don't have that sense of community, then it becomes quite hard in terms of seeking help. It becomes hard in terms of learning better, more healthy coping strategies and learning how to engage well with others as well. And so I think a lot of our emphasis moving forward in a kind of a holistic approach to mental health and well-being has to be on restoring community, normalizing help seeking, but also doing a better job at connecting our young people with support. I'm talking about the things like the mental health hotlines and the mental health professionals and access to real psychosocial support as well within their communities.
Founder of Let's Unpack It, Dr. David Johnson. A senior United Nations representative says there is an urgent need for better data to deal with what he describes as a regional deficit in information regarding people living with disabilities. Head of UN Resident Coordinator Office for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Kenway Roach, believes addressing this gap is vital for creating policies that target the challenges facing disabled people around the region.
Measurable progress has been made globally, and in our sub-region, we're seeing growing momentum. But we know that much more is needed, and I was just speaking with our colleague from the Ministry of People's Empowerment and Elder Affairs about the important challenge of data and really correcting a deficit which we see across the region of the lack of data and disaggregated data on the situation of people living with disabilities. And I think closing that important gap is important for helping us to make more evidence-based policies so that we can ensure that whatever we do, whether in the public or the private sector, really target the needs most directly.
He also praised Barbados for its leadership in the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
And I really want to say here that with 5 years to go for the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, the work we're doing here is extremely important because one of the key tenets or pillars of the SDGs, as you know, is leaving no one behind. And this is a good demonstration of the efforts that are being made here in Barbados. And like I said, hopefully it will inspire actions around the Caribbean to ensure we really live and abide by the commitments of the Sustainable Development Goals.
Head of UN Resident Coordinator Office for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Kenway Roach. The Barbados Council for the Disabled has continued activities marking its 50th anniversary with the fourth installment of its 50 Trees for 50 Years legacy project, reinforcing its commitment to inclusion and empowerment for people with disabilities. Speaking during a news briefing, President of the Council, Patricia Padmore Blackman, said the initiative represents the organization's ongoing dedication to creating a more inclusive society while offering hope for continued progress in advocacy and participation.
This activity symbolizes our commitment to inclusion, to hope. It symbolizes also our ability to continue on the road that we are to find ways of including persons with disabilities and others. We are grateful this evening, especially for our esteemed organizations here this evening, whom we honor. And we honor you because of your invaluable contribution to persons with disabilities. As we continue on this journey, that hope would fill our hearts.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman. More than 600 vulnerable families received much-needed support this Christmas through the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust's annual Christmas Give Back program held in association with the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust. CEO of the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust, Dwayne Grisette, says the initiative provided food vouchers for families while children who performed well in their examinations were rewarded with special gifts.
This year, we were happy to help over 600 families, which equates to over 1,000 or so children across Barbados that we help. And we pride ourselves in terms of providing and helping these families every year because they really look forward to it. Because some of them are in all different kinds of states, physical, mental, financial. We are very grateful to those donors who would have provided assistance to make this a reality for these families and face at Christmas time.
Mr. Grisette is now appealing to Barbadians to continue lending support to vulnerable families, stressing that the need extends well beyond the holiday season.
Barbadians, not only corporate Barbadians, but Barbadians in the whole. At this time of the year, to give and give, you know, from the heart and to be able to help those families around them, because these people are people that we interact with on a day-to-day basis and people that we work with, we went to school with. And I really would like, you know, people to be more loving at this time of the year. And not only at this time of the year, but all during the year.
CEO of the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust, Dwayne Grisette. Prime Minister Kamala Persaud-Bissessar says Trinidad and Tobago is not involved in the United States' move to impose a blockade on sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed that Trinidad and Tobago's relationship with the U.S. is focused solely on national safety and security, insisting the country has no role in any blockade. More in this CNC3 news report.
Many are bracing for a possible announcement of escalation in hostilities towards Venezuela following the recent blockade on sanctioned tankers entering and leaving the South American nation. Here at home, Prime Minister Kamala Persaud-Bissessar said Trinidad and Tobago is not involved in the U.S.'s blockade.
Yep. Ask for no assistance about blockade in Venezuela. No, they have not. We have no intention of engaging in any war with Venezuela. I've always said we stand in solidarity with the people of Venezuela, and we will continue so to do. Some matters within the sovereign powers of the United States, I am not part of that. I am about Trinidad and Tobago first.
The United Nations has called for restraint and de-escalation, urging all parties to resolve differences peacefully and in line with international law. Recapping the headlines. Police have confirmed a shooting in Merrick's St. Philip. One man left hospitalized. Dr. David Johnson adds his voice to the growing concern over youth mental health challenges. Over 600 families benefit from the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust Christmas Give Back Program. And Trinidad and Tobago distances itself from U.S.-Venezuela oil blockade. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.